He is a professor of communications at the University of Akron, Professor Mitchell McKinney from the Buchtel College Arts and Sciences. He's at the University of Akron, and also he has spent many times in his professional career studying presidential debates, and he's joined us periodically during some of the debates in the last couple of years, and Mitchell now joins us this morning. And first of all, Dr. McKinney, let's get right into it. Overview from you last night on the debate in Philadelphia between Harris and Trump.
Well, good morning, Rick. Good to be with you. It was a high energy, energetic, exciting debate. I think we saw from Trump, he showed up in this debate much more engaged, even though his mic was muted, much more engaged than actually in his debate with Joe Biden. He approached the debate in very much, I think, like one of his rallies in terms of his rhetoric, his attack. He was quite aggressive, bordering on, I think, you know, one word that came to mind throughout the debate, angry. He was angry at his opponent and the Biden administration. There were several instances, I think two or three times, when to him that he was not running against Joe Biden. In some ways, my assessment or takeaway was his appeal largely to his supporters, his base, to bolster you know, what we've heard and seen from Donald Trump. So that was his side of the debate stage with Kamala Harris. I think what we saw was an intentional debate where she was focusing on policy specifics. I think one of the most repeated phrases, I have a plan. And no matter the issue, no matter the question, she was responding to an attack from her, and she would quickly come back to some policy specific, and then she had in the midst of turning the page, of not going back, the tired path. When she was engaging her opponent, turning to her opponent, turning toward her opponent, toward Trump in terms of, we're tired of the pain. We're going forward on that front. Her appeal seemed to really take a wider range of affected Republicans. She made a direct appeal there of new voters, of really attempting an appeal for, at one point she said, the party for all Americans. So it was a much more wider appeal on her side of the debate stage. And I think, therefore, she did what she needed out of this debate in a very strong performance, very strong standing.
Dr. Mitchell McKinney is with us from the University of Akron. We had heard before the debate, Dr. McKinney, that Donald Trump was going to try to circle his arms around those who already supported him, basically saying, if I can do that, he still felt that he has this election. And I'm not saying elections are won and lost in a debate, but it sounds like he accomplished kind of what he wanted to do in that debate last night by doing that. When you look at Kamala Harris, it was her first time on the, quote, big stage as a presidential debate. She had to inspire people of her party, one, to get out and vote, and number two, that she's capable of leading.
Exactly. And quite honestly, although on the first front, we see this as a very tight race. It continues to be. So to certainly, you know, keep your base with you, that's important. Nothing Donald Trump did last night, again, those supporters were with him, came away still with him, not supporting him, I think saw nothing last night that would somehow dissuade them to come back to or to turn to Donald Trump. This was the moment when 50 plus million folks are tuning in, and particularly those who either haven't decided going to engage in the campaign to try to reach out to that slot. And we see more of that happening with Kamala Harris. And I think you're right. This was a moment to demonstrate what I would call presidentiality, to serve as president, to ensure confidence that you can trust me. He saw that, why would that strength and confidence from Kamala Harris this evening? And I would remind you to debate from the get-go, from entering the stage and purposely going across the stage to it's sometimes customary handshake between the candidates. It was very clear that she was at all to where she had to seek out Trump, who was trying to ignore her. And then throughout the debate, in terms of the with Kamala Harris repeatedly directly turning to and addressing her opponent, as opposed to Trump looking straight away or down, even when talking to Kamala Harris of not addressing her. So that contrast, I think, is really evident tonight in terms of I would say no backing down on Kamala, taking it direct to her challenge.
With us is Dr. Mitchell McKinney from the University of Akron. Mitchell, let me ask you this. Let's go to both on the camps. So, first of all, from Donald Trump's standpoint in the debate last night, maybe picture a high point for him, and then on Kamala Harris, maybe a high point for her coming out of the debate last night.
I would actually think in terms of high point on issues, it was clear that Donald Trump was finding ways to suggest or to question Kamala Harris in terms of, well, if you had these ideas, why have they not been implemented? For example, I thought he was strong on laying at her feet our challenges with immigration. And suggesting that she was put in charge, and what did you do? Now, on that front, I was a bit puzzled. Issue where Donald Trump would sometimes veer into, you know, other lines of attack. For example, he raised the immigrants stealing pets and eating pets, and then that elicited some fact-checking by the and we saw that at several points. This was unlike what we saw in the Trump-Biden debate a few months ago. At several points, this would interject and clarify or fact-check, particularly Donald Trump. So I think some of his strongest lines of attack were actually by his perhaps inability to stay on message there. Now, in terms of Kamala Harris' high point, there were several in terms of her sticking to issues, but there was that, I think, on multiple points, that general appeal I would go back to, as I said earlier, turning the page of tired of the past, and it's time to turn the page. In that way, she was that I think she that one may say, well, she's part of the establishment, the incumbent presidency. She was making the appeals that we used to make against an incumbent of going in a different direction, of turning the page. And so she took on that message, was one of I say contrast we saw last night of a more hopeful message versus there was a great deal of on the part of Donald Trump, and so we had between the two candidates last night.
Dr. Mitchell McKinney with us, University of Akron. Dr. McKinney, one final question: was there a winner or a loser in your viewpoint? You've studied debates quite a lot through your professional career. How would you come out of last night's debate?
If we look at a debate in terms of the ability to persuade, to attract voters, again, I think it's more in reaching out to those individuals, as I said, disaffected Republicans who are deciding, well, I don't stay with my party's nominee, but I'm not sure I'm going to be with the other with the Democratic nominee, or those who simply had not their mind. I think she made more ground on reaching those voters last night, and therefore coming out of this debate in terms of typically, if we do spot a winner, we'll see a bit of a bounce in some post-debate polling. So we'll see the likelihood that attached to her as we look in the next few days. And so I think that with her performance last night, we may look back on this and point to, well, there was another moment of where she was able to really maintain some momentum and make and her direction.
Dr. Mitchell McKinney with us, University of Akron, again joining us this morning, doing an overview of last night's presidential debate from Philadelphia. Mitchell, thanks for the time, insight, my friend. Thanks for getting up with us this morning.
Greg, always good to be with you. Thank you.